The following previews are of graphic audio productions rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
Snake Creek is a shabby little Texas town ruled by a mean-tempered outlaw who fancies himself a king. King Petty.
That your wife?
What's it to you?
Good-looking woman.
I don't think I like this talk. You just keep on riding.
You telling me what to do? If I were you, I'd think twice before trying to boss King Petty.
I've heard about you around town. Never thought to see you out here. Would you kindly move on? I've got work to do.
There. You did it again. Trying to tell me what to do. Now you've made me mad.
Now, listen, Petty. I have no argument with you. I meant no harm.
By damn, now you're whining. Now you really made me mad.
Oh! What'd you do that for?
I felt like it. I can do anything I want. What's your name?
Jack Brandom.
Good. I sometimes like to know the name of a man I'm killing.
But Sam Two Wolves just can't stand by and watch. And before long, he and Matt find themselves in the fight of their lives.
So, Two Wolves, you think you're good? This time you lost. Goodbye to an overrated wise ass.
It's a fight they never meant to start, but they sure as hell are gonna finish it.
I thought I told you to stay out of trouble.
So you did. Only when did I ever listen to your advice?
Good point. But you should.
Then think how boring your life would be.
Blood Bond number 9, Death in Snake Creek. Available now on Graphic Audio.
My name is Ambika. I was born to conquer, Cain. I've declared a special war against those who wear the black armor of magistrates and who seek to do Baron Cobalt's bidding.
Friend Cain, you yet maintain an open mind about Ambika.
You mean, do I still think it's possible we could use her for our own purposes?
If you prefer to be so coarse, yes. Though I view the opportunity as mutually beneficial. She will, I trust, use us as much as we are able to use her.
Yeah. I want to see what she's all about.
The Cerberus warriors have met the potential perfect ally, Ambika, the most ambitious woman any of them has ever known, with an army that would easily help them defeat the Barons. Cain's interest quickly turns to more than making a strong ally in the fight against Cobalt's baronial stronghold.
I can see your passion burning within you. I arouse you. You can tell me that's not true, but we'll both know you're lying. You may not have denied your passions in the past, but I have, for almost my whole life, until now. Take me, Cain. We would be good together, Cain. It would be so good.
But has Cain's lust led him and his companions into their most dangerous challenge yet?
She's got a pre-dark sub full of biological warfare agents that she means to hit Cobaltville with to take everybody out. Shit.
That's gonna be more trouble than even Lakesh is counting on. And I don't think this bitch has experienced a minute in her life when she didn't think what she was doing was exactly right.
Well, maybe we'll find out how good we really are.
Now you'll die, Cain!
Don't miss Outlanders number 12, Wreath of Fire.
Shit, I'm through being peaceable.
Well, fuck this.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
And now, our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.